At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Oh, it's such a beautiful state, but man, there's some real whack jobs running the show. I'm talking about Colorado.
Oh,
good morning, awful. And welcome. Our show is based in the heart of North Central Florida. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, but you can be all over the world and stream on in. And also, we've got the Bob Rose Show podcast available through the Odyssey app or wherever you normally download your podcast. Click on subscribe, and you will never miss a minute of this show. Colorado Democrats use their House majority to ram through radical transgender and abortion bills on Sunday, and specifically employed procedural rules to limit debate and silence opposition.
Not shocked.
Yeah, not shocked at all.
They're some of the worst out there.
Yeah. Well, listen to this. 43-22, Democrat-controlled House ultimately passed Senate Bill 25-183. It requires taxpayers to fund abortions. The other bill, HB 25, mandates insurers cover sex change procedures. And then HB 25-1312 would classify misgendering and dead naming as forms of child abuse or coercive control that would be considered in child custody disputes, and impose gender policies on schools. And then another bill which prohibits law enforcement from cooperating with out-of-state investigations into sex changes and abortions.
It is getting so bad. It is so
bad
out there.
It really is. The Republican House Minority Leader, Rose Puglisi, spoke out and said, "It should alarm every American that Colorado's majority used a Sunday, a day typically reserved for family and prayer, to force through four of the most extreme bills of the session." Wow. So, yeah, Colorado, I mean, it's a beautiful state, but...
It's a whack job when it comes to leadership.
Not a good place to live if you're a fetus, for sure.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Or if you like actually think you know what gender your child is, but they think there's something else, and you're wrong, and could be punished for it.
But the good news is, if they want to get really crazy and wacky and change their gender, I mean, you really can't, but get several operations, the insurance has to cover it. But I'm sure that won't lead to higher insurance rates for everyone else who does not.
Oh, no, I'm sure those won't be included in you know,
they would never do that.
The payments across the state.
They're just tossing it in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, freebie.
Yeah. Hey, give us, three diabetic patients. We'll take two with cardiac issues. Give us five healthy people. And for that, we'll throw in, you know, one or two sex change operations.
Maybe a gender to be named later.
Yeah. It's diversity in healthcare. Little of this, little of that.
Man,
you won't need this little thing anymore.
It's amazing how they can mess up so many things all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Maine officials filed a lawsuit against Trump administration to fight funding freezes coming from the USDA. The Secretary, Brooke Rollins, announced last week that the agency had begun freezing federal funds to Maine because Democrat Governor Janet Mills' refusal to bar transgender-identifying boys from competing in girls' sports. I think the Trump administration has made it abundantly clear, and more governing bodies of sports have realized the error of their ways and have corrected it, and are basically saying, no, we don't want biological boys or men to, you know, play in athletics or compete with and against women, because women, they won that right.
You know, it's interesting how they're trying to come out now and getting it. You'll find even some of the medical field trying to, I guess, go against the whole thought that even at you know, let's say elementary age, that boys have no advantage or that girls are going to be more easily hurt. I'm like, are you kidding me? Have you looked at a 7-year-old boy and how they are and what they can do and not get hurt versus a 7-year-old girl? I mean, just bone structure and body mass before puberty. It's there.
Well, and what they did is in further studies and more recent studies, that's one of the reasons why one of these worldwide governing bodies took another look at it. They know that after puberty, there is definitely an advantage.
Sure. Yep.
Before that, it was assumed that maybe, maybe not. But now they have definitive that says absolutely, even before puberty, there is an advantage.
Yep.
So let's talk about good things. Let's talk about planting a tree, not just any old tree.
What kind of tree?
A magnolia. A magnolia. Salute to the South. We love our magnolia trees.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, it was President Donald Trump planting it.
Yeah.
I mean, you could call it magnolia. How boring.
But it's Trump.
So it's a magnolia.
I like that.
And this is going to replace the historic Jackson magnolia that they believe Andrew Jackson actually planted. They had to chop that down. It was deteriorating disease. They had problems because somebody landed a small plane, kind of crash landed and crashed into that tree. But they had the shovels out.
Yep.
Planting a 12-year-old sapling, and which was actually a descendant of the original tree. Isn't that
really?
Cool how they did that? Yeah.
That is cool.
I like it.
That. That's neat.
I like it. So it's a magnolia. Repeat that over and over again.
That makes me want to plant one, even though I don't like the leaves clean.
Use that with your lefty friends. Hey, I love your magnolia tree.
And just watch them fume.
Yeah, no, don't do that because earlier in the show I talked about a study where the left is becoming more violent and unglued than they already are. And they really, it's a measurable thing that they did a study on. And there's like half of them that believe that, you know, the killing of somebody like a Trump or a Musk is acceptable.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But look at how we've set them up over the line. Not we, but the other side. You can burn down a police station, and it's a mostly peaceful protest. You can scratch somebody's car, get a dealership on fire. I mean, we've allowed the BLM stuff, the Antifa stuff. They've been allowed, like spoiled children, to be more and more violent. So why wouldn't they think they can be?
I mean, just your basic norms of right and wrong. You're destroying property, and it's not you're not hurting your intended target.
No.
You're hurting regular people, or you're hurting some dealership. I mean, it's just, it's bizarre. But, I mean, the basic wrongs and rights of, no, you don't. I mean, would you teach your children? Well, there are cases where, you know, Mrs. Smith across the street, she got a little mouthy with me one time. And sure enough, I put a rag in her gas tank, and I fixed her wagon good. And, yeah, so. Little Susie, occasionally, you know, this whole right and wrong thing, you know, you can bend those rules. There's a big gray area, okay? I mean, can you imagine raising your kids like that?
You'd say that was crazy. And it would be.
Absolutely. You'd say there's something wrong with this person. In fact, you might even work to get their kids taken away when they're telling you, well, if a person really, really irritates you really bad, and something really bad happens to him, you could go ahead and cheer. I mean, yeah, you should do that.
But the interesting twist in this one, too, is these aren't like, at least most of the cases, these are not like low-life thugs doing this. These are educated people.
Yes.
You had the one yesterday, basically Washington, D.C. bureaucrats. I mean, these are people who should know better.
This is not a poor, starving person stealing a loaf of bread by any stretch.
No.
Yes. These are educated, in some case, connected people. Mm-hmm. We had the story yesterday about a couple.
Yes.
That were both, you know, high up in kind of the world of politics and related fields in D.C.
Yeah.
And, yeah, doing damage to Teslas.
Unreal. Which accomplishes what? Does that hurt Elon? If I burn your car down and the insurance company buys you another one, I've actually helped Elon because he sold another car.
They're just it. What else can you say? It's a lunatic type behavior. Yeah,
derangements.
And there's not enough room for them all to get be put in the asylum.
We're going to have to build some more.
I call for the purge.
It shows up every once in a while.
Working in a coal mine, working in a coal mine. Bringing back big coal, bigger and better and more energy producing than ever. Who could do that? Trump Daddy? You betcha. Details coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Not talking about piercings, Greg.
I was talking about my bumper. I'm a Jeep.
I was talking about D-rings.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not anything else. Does everybody know what the D-rings are? Hanging off your bumper?
Yep. They're in the shape of a D.
Kind of.
That's why, you know.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, you got the bolt at the top and then the loop at the bottom.
Well, with your writing, I mean, anything could be anything. So,
Good point.
Sure, they're D-rings.
It could be a scribble ring.
I just have to make sure that my new accoutrements will be completely color coordinated with the rest of the scheme. Mm-hmm. But I've already laid out. Mm-hmm. Yes, this is for magma.
You got new bumpers on the big truck.
For magma.
Yes.
So it's going to be even more beach ready.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Could take the Jeep, but...
Yeah.
Magma, I mean.
Works.
Four doors, you got the whole payload area.
You got
area.
Room for all the stuff, it's a hell of a bed, yeah. You got room for all your stuff. It's
four-wheel drive. I never slept in it once, so I'm not going to call it a bed.
You're usually up front.
You know?
Yeah.
It's where you put stuff. It's that area. Although I do put laundry on my bed, too, so I guess you got me there.
Yeah.
All righty. And you already have D-rings for your Jeep, so...
Yep.
I can't remember. Are they color-coordinated? Are they red?
No, they're all black.
I've got to get some orange, gator orange, or Harley orange.
That's his accent color on magma.
Magma!
That one didn't come out quite so...
Is it Friday yet? Is it 10 a.m. yet? No, but we're getting close to one of those things.
We're working on it.
Oh, the Associated Press. You know, whining like babies.
Yeah, they are.
We want access to the Oval Office. Well, can you behave yourselves? No. But then no. So what'd they do? They went to cry to mom, otherwise known as a federal judge.
How many judges is the left going to go crying to during this administration for everything?
They have them on the equivalent of dated reference here. Rolodex.
Yes. Or it could be speed dial,
maybe. And they just spin through it. Brrrit.
Man, they are just, every time they don't get what they want, they bring out a judge.
A federal judge issued a ruling that the White House must reinstate Associated Press reporters' access to the press pool and to certain places like the Oval Office and Air Force One. I'd be like, I'll let them back in the press pool and then... Give them a push into the Potomac.
So what are they calling it here? What are they basing it on that they get this equality?
Well, this is a relief, I guess. District Court Judge Trevor McFadden issued a ruling stating that the court was granting the Associated Press relief after it filed a lawsuit in February in response to being hit with limited access to presidential events and places like Air Force One, the Oval Office. Okay. McFadden argued that the AP's exclusion from the press pool in certain spaces is contrary to the First Amendment. But my question... What?
No. It's not... No. Your free speech, again, as I say, as my analogy... you can say the king is a jerk and not lose your head. That's free speech. That's what it was based on, so that you could talk bad about your government and not get your head lopped off. It has nothing to do with access to some place when you don't play well with others.
Well, I think it might fall under, because the First Amendment is more than just about free speech, as you know. It's freedom of the press, I think, is the issue here.
And I get that, and they can print whatever they want.
They're free to go wherever they want, but when this, when these doors are closed, you can't. No, my point is, well, what organization would be excluded? In other words, just for space sake, there's not space for everyone.
Which is why this administration has bumped a few to allow some more independent, younger, smaller media in, so they get their equal coverage.
Yeah, but see, again, there are so many outlets now. I mean, yeah, back when we were kids, you know, five or six, you know, TV.
Three networks.
And five or six major papers. Yeah. And, you know, they cover the bases.
Yeah.
But, well, you had, you had AP even back then. You also had United Press International. So, yeah, I don't know why they would, you know, if you have done something that voids, you know, your relationship, then it would seem like they could keep them out. But McFadden explained in the ruling that while the court grants the Associated Press's preliminary injunction, it does not limit the various permissible reasons the government may have for excluding journalists from limited access events. So it grants that relief. The injunction does not limit the various, like I said, it does not mandate that all eligible journalists, or indeed any journalist at all, be given access to the president or non-public government spaces. It does not prohibit government officials from freely choosing which journalists to sit down with for interviews or which ones questions they answer. And it certainly does not prevent senior officials from publicly expressing their own views. I mean, we've seen these pressers for years.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
George W. Bush, apparently, he was one of the best at remembering names. He never had to look at his cheat sheet.
Right.
Joe Biden, on the other hand,
oh my goodness,
had it in very large print and explicit instructions. Joe, number one.
Yeah. And he would refer to, and it says here I'm supposed to go to with this question.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not very random, I would say.
No.
Trump, you can ask him anything.
While he's signing presidential documents.
Or getting ready to board Air Force One. And he's happy to answer the questions.
Yeah.
In fact, he's upset if you don't keep him there long enough, it seems like. It is 9:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. A couple of more headlines, maybe an opinion or two. It's all coming up on 97.3, The Sky.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
President Trump getting the old job back at the coal mine, bringing it out big time energy. The energy sector is going to explode. This is just one one smart move, and it is going to be a big one. Yep. President Trump, all by himself, is making coal cool again. Yeah. Making coal cool again.
Maca.
Yeah. President Trump signed some executive orders. He was there with Interior Secretary Doug Burgum. He says, Doug, you know, Mike, we're going to get out some shovels and some stuff. We're going to tear up some of that national land, and we're going to get some coal out of it. Wow. Yeah.
Nice.
The first order directs all departments and agencies of the federal government to end all discriminatory policies against the coal industry. Yeah. Quit treating it like a redheaded stepchild.
Don't smudge their reputation.
Ooh. We are going to... We have energy needs, mm-hmm. and this is going to be one of the... all of the above policies that we should have engaged in a long time ago, but people got brainwashed by that, all that green stuff. Uh-huh. I'm not saying you shouldn't burn coal as clean as you can. And by the way, we can burn it very, very clean today. And that's what we're going to do. And also, this ends the leasing moratorium that prevents new coal projects on federal land. It's going to accelerate all permitting and funding for new coal projects. It's going to allow the coal industry to flourish under this president's leadership. And this really is going to be big. Now, if you're concerned about the environment, you have to remember that the Chinese never slowed down. In fact, they ramped up big time in power production. And that was coal-fired electric plants that they are building at an incredible pace.
Aren't they concerned about clean coal in China, Bob?
No, they're not. Okay. Not at all. I mean, they'll play whatever game of rhetoric to, you know, to get them out of a meeting or whatever. But they're not going to conform to this, to these things, because it's about your economy. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the case of China, look, you want to dominate the world, you need energy to be relatively inexpensive.
Yeah,
that's like kind of one of the oldest macroeconomic rules in the world. You need a large source of inexpensive energy. And that's exactly what the president is going to give us. He said there are currently dozens of coal plants in America that are in imminent danger of being forced to close based on unscientific and unrealistic policies enacting under the Biden administration. What we are going to do is essentially impose a moratorium on those policies taking effect to protect coal plants that are currently operating and to ensure that they're able to continue producing power and continue providing jobs to Americans in the coal industry. Yeah, and this is reserves that we have plenty for decades to come. And we'll burn it much cleaner than anybody else on the planet will. So we need to take advantage of that. We need to utilize that. That'll be a strategic advantage. It'll be an economic advantage. It'll be an energy advantage. Look, remember, if you want to be all in the forefront of this AI and all that, these things consume vast amounts of energy. You've got you've got to be able to power it. So the president, once again, makes a great sound decision. All right. Oh, why the Trump haters keep getting caught red-handed as they vandalize Teslas. This from Lucas Nolan from Breitbart. Interesting. Tesla's Sentry Mode, a security feature that uses the vehicle's cameras to record activity around the car when it's locked and parked, has been responsible for capturing acts of vandalism targeted against Elon Musk and Donald Trump around the country. The San Francisco Chronicle reports that as Tesla vehicles have been the targets of fanatical Trump haters taking out their rage against President Elon Musk through criminal acts ranging from vandalism to domestic terrorism, one of the Tesla's high-tech features has been responsible for many of them facing charges for their actions.
The cars are smarter than the lefties.
It's a system of cameras, sensors, record noise, movement around the vehicle, and storing footage on a USB drive in the glove box. It's been proven to be a powerful tool for Tesla owners who can use the recorded evidence to identify and report vandals to the authorities. There was a recent incident, Claremont Resort and Spa in Oakland. Woman was caught on camera scratching a squiggly line across the mirror and door of a Tesla Cybertruck. The entire act, which lasted about 40 seconds, was captured by the truck's cameras and later shared on social media by the vehicle's owner.
Nice.
Now, they don't know this particular incident, whether it's led to an arrest yet or not, but the video sure should serve as a warning to potential vandals. And Tesla owners throughout the country are relying on this sentry mode, as well they should, and law enforcement agencies are also leveraging the video evidence as well. And several high-profile arrests have occurred thanks to that footage. I think you saw the one with an obese Texas resident caught on video.
On his ATV, that one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Using his ATV to ram into a Tesla. And I have to say that the that was high resolution.
Oh, yeah. Clear as
Elon didn't put no cheap cameras in there.
No, it looked good.
And a husband and wife duo in D.C., which I referred to earlier, with ties to the government and NGOs, they were arrested for a string of vandalism attacks after being caught by Tesla's cameras. All right. I love it. And they should be caught, and they should be punished. And to me, it is a form of domestic terrorism, right? It's a hateful act that is perpetrated for political reasons. And yeah, there's a danger factor there, too, on a lot of different levels. I still think about, though, the stupid woman that got caught scratching a Rivian.
Yeah, genius.
A Cybertruck, which is a completely different brand. And you know how you can tell? Those, they don't stick out as much as, like, the Cybertruck does. I mean, that's all on its own as far as how it looks. If you could mistake one of those Rivians for a Cybertruck, you really are a little too stupid to even carry a set of keys around. But these people, and they, you know, they keep getting caught, but they, it's, I'm telling you, what else is it? It's a sickness. It's a sickness. Iran is not going to talk to us. Well, not directly. Well, maybe. The Iranian state media reported Tuesday that the foreign minister will meet with Trump administration envoy Steve Witkoff in the capital of Oman, and he confirmed that there would be indirect high-level talks, indirect. But did not indicate that he would participate in them. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump insisted that discussions would qualify as direct talks with Iran. So they're going to begin the talks by trying to decide whether they're really talking or not. That's okay. So we'll see if Iran, I mean, you think they're going to open up their nuclear facilities for inspection?
No.
I mean, we got burned by that a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. That's why I say no.
No. Nope.
Don't trust them.
Your top story, though, and I avoided it like the plague this morning. I hope you're happy, because I am. The tariff on China, 104%. Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah. That's the story. You'll get plenty of that if that's what you're looking for. But I want you to look for a smile. I want you to think about an upbeat, positive thing that you share with us. That is what the next segment is all about. We call it Things That Make You Smile, and it is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Things That Make You Smile, next on 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise, another gorgeous day. Welcome to it. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for things to make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts, non-political, that you share with us. And it's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in right now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Scotty. What's making you smile?
Hey, Greg and Bob. Yeah, I called earlier about driving on the beach. Well, I had a four-wheel drive stuck on my left, and I was one stuck in the entrance. Here I am driving out in a little GMC Acadia, a family of five. I make it squeak right through them, and the little old lady at the guard shack looked down and said, "Well, there's someone who really knows how to drive." And that really made me smile.
Right on, brother. Good there job.
You, there you go.
Let's go to Two-Stroke. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Well, it's hard to keep things not political at this point, but if people want to look at, like, the previous world, like, you know, and Socrates, you know, there's only one good thing, knowledge, and one evil, ignorance.
All right, there you go. Wow. The philosophical side of Two-Stroke.
Yes.
Let's go to Jeff. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Hey, I got some noise-canceling headphones that are also a radio, but if you don't have the radio on, it's like gun headphones, I guess. So I had them on. I had the radio on. I'm working on a roof. I turned them off, turned the radio off, dead silence, took them off, and my brain couldn't comprehend all the bird sounds. That's my bird story. It was, I just couldn't believe it. Cover your ears before you walk outside, people.
All right. And keep all radios on the sky.
Yes.
And that will make me smile.
We got a couple of birds. It may not be the same ones, but it's like the ones that are up early, they're happy to be singing really early in the morning. Like on Saturday mornings when you're trying to sleep in.
Oh, I know what that is.
What is that?
They call that the early bird.
And what do they do?
They wake you up early.
Oh, what about that worm thing?
No, it has nothing to do with it. Oh, you're talking about catching a worm.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're just not... We're not with it today.
Yeah, but luckily, the show's over. Just
no, it's not.
What? There's more?
Coming up next, it's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. It seems that Trump economic advisor Peter Navarro and Doge-running Elon Musk aren't getting along very well. Yeah. It was Elon that said, a PhD in econ from Harvard is a bad thing, not a good thing, citing Navarro's degree. Navarro said something along the line of, oh, yeah, he's a car guy. He gets his batteries from Japan, and they come from China, electronics from Taiwan. Basically, he said, Navarro is truly a moron. What he says is demonstrably false. And Tesla is the most American-made car. Navarro is dumber than a sack of bricks. And that's your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. Have a great day. God bless. See you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.